Well, good morning and welcome to the Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station. This is KYMN out of Northfield, Minnesota. We're 1080 on the AM dial, 50 years in September, and of course now the 195.1 FM. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Division at 2nd across from the library, and I've got a real treat for you this morning. As a matter of fact, it's going to take maybe a couple of minutes before we get to our guests. That is a plural, and I think you're going to enjoy this morning's show. Go away, we're still setting up. It's going to be a lot of fun, ladies and gentlemen. I think I'm taking a chance this morning that you will be very well entertained by today's guest. In the meantime, just a little bit of music. We're going to go way back to 1965. Number 3 song in 1965, as performed by the Byrds, and Turn, Turn, Turn. From 1965, we heard The Byrds and Turn, Turn, Turn. That, of course, a song taken out of the Bible, or written from the Bible, I should say, as performed by The Byrds in 1965. And Mrs. Brown, you have a lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. Those things I bought her, tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pass. That I've been round to see you,
to see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine,
feeling fine.
Don't let on, don't say she's broke my heart. I'd go down on my knees, but it's no good to find. Walking about in a crowd, well, you pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
Don't let on. Don't say she's broke my heart. It's no good to find. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
All right. You're listening live on KYMN Radio from Northfield, Minnesota. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Herman's Hermits, number 4 song in 1965. I mentioned to you earlier that we have a nice surprise for you here in studio at KYMN Radio. And what's happening is we have a chance meeting with 4 different individuals. I almost counted Jesse there. I was going to say 5. And I can thank KYMN Radio's, the Wayne Eddy Affairs music director. And that, of course, is John Hiscox. And John, when you said we're going to have a chance meeting in the studio, you weren't kidding. John can't respond to me right now because he's moving equipment and doing something with something. So let's get the microphone.
Yeah.
Okay, there. Hello.
Hello.
Who do
Good
I have
morning,
on mic?
Everyone.
Who do I have on
this
mic
is,
here?
This is John.
Okay, John. thank you very much for bringing in the band.
Oh, absolutely. Our pleasure. Pleasure.
And this is going to be a first time, I think, for Kim Radio. We're going to have four participants this morning in a band called Chance Meeting. And John Hiscox, he and I interviewed for a couple of hours for sure. Why don't you introduce the individuals around the horn here?
Okay, well, over there on the bass for this song, anyhow, is...
You want to go the other way.
All right. Well, yeah. Standing next to me then is Neil Raleigh. He's here, lives here in Northfield.
And okay.
Next to him is Gail Mall.
Gail what?
Mall.
Hi, Gail.
Hi.
And she's from Northfield.
Okay.
And then Robin Ness is on the end over there.
Yeah.
He's from Northfield.
Robin Ness. Okay. Robin, writing that down now. And there. Now we know who they are, and we know how they're situated, so with this memory of mine, I can glance down at this. And let's see, who's going to be playing what?
Well, on this tune, I'm going to be on the mandolin. Let's see, we'll have bass will be Robin. Gayla will be singing. And Neil would be playing on the six-string guitar, which is connected right now to a guitar synthesizer. So...
Cool.
You never know about it. It might be an organ. It might be a sitar. It might be a trumpet. You just never know what might come out of that.
Okay. Now, folks, I've had John on my show on an occasion, and, of course, Robin Ness. I kept wondering which Ness family. It's not the Nesses that I know. But anyhow, I have not had a chance to talk to Neil or to Gail, so I'll be chit-chatting with you two. And we're all standing in the studio right now, so if you need to take a break and sit down, we'll do that on occasions. But let's get started with the music, and we'll adjust the microphones as you go, all right?
Okay, sounds good. This little tune is called Tell Me Baby.
Tell me, baby, now, why you been gone? Tell me why you been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, now, why you been gone so long. Wolf scratching at the door, Lordy, Lordy, can't you hear that lonesome wind blow? Tell me, baby, now, why you been gone so long. Every time it rains, you know, I just stand there by my window. All I do is just wring my hands and moan. Can't you hear that old thunder roll? Can't you feel that lonesome wind blow? Tell me, baby, now, why you been gone so long? Tell me, baby, now, why you been gone? Tell me why you been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, now, why you been gone so long? Wolf scratching at the door, loady, loady, can't you hear that lonesome wind blow? Tell me, baby, now, why you been gone so long?
Okay, Neil on the guitar.
Someone said that they thought they saw you way out there in Reno with a big old man from San Antonio. They seem a fool to pine for you, but hey, what do they know? Tell me, baby, now, why have you been gone so long?
Tell me, baby, now, why have you been gone? Tell me why you've been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, now, why have you been gone so long? Wolf scratching at the door, Lordy, Lordy, can't you hear that lonesome wind blow? Tell me, baby, now, why you been gone so long?
Yes, nothing left for me to do but to go out and get stoned. Let the past paint pictures in my head. Maybe drink a fifth of Thunderbird and try to write a sad, sad song now. Tell me, baby, now, why you been gone so long?
Tell me, baby, now, why you been gone? Tell me why you been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, now, why you been gone so long. We're scratching at the door, Lordy, Lordy, can't you hear that lonesome window? Tell me, baby, now, why you been gone so long. Tell me, baby, now, why you been gone so long. Tell me, baby, now, why
you
been gone so long?
Wow, I enjoyed that. Thank you very, very much. Tell me, baby, why you been gone so long? And I just love your voice. It just comes through perfectly. Thank you very much. I'm pointing at Gail. All of you sound great. I really appreciate it. All of you hopefully have a solo in mind, and that'll be cool. And, of course, have you ever done a gig, John Hiscox? Have you ever done a gig at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Only here, actually.
So
and on the radio station over in...
Oh, don't mention that.
In,
don't mention that.
Another town.
No, no, yeah.
That was even earlier over there. So.
Okay. Well, okay. I didn't know I was playing copycat, but I really didn't. I thought this was really original. Did you do 2 hours?
Yeah, pretty close.
Okay, never mind. We'll quit talking about that. Tell me, baby, more about yourself. Why don't I learn more about an individual by the name of Neil, and it's Raleigh. Is that correct, Neil? Raleigh?
That's correct.
Well, Neil, let's learn about you. That piece of equipment that you're playing has all kinds. It's a six-string guitar.
Yep.
Electric. And why don't you, he mentioned that like, you can make it sound like anything. And
that's
I don't know
true.
If you do it with your foot or with your...
Hang on.
Okay. It's kind of fun to hear that.
So I'm sitting here on a guitar, but if I want, I can take it and saxophone.
Oh, that is... That...
We can do... Just something kind of strange sounding. Or we can go to an organ.
That is so cool.
It's about 400 different sounds.
Wow.
Most that aren't usable.
I was going to ask, do you incorporate a lot of those in your music?
Some of the songs. It started out as an acoustic oriented band.
Yes.
So, of course, then I just go to the acoustic guitar setting. But there's a few of the songs.
All right. Do you ever play at funerals?
I have, personally. We haven't as a band.
Do you do the organ thing?
We could, you know.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering.
You know.
Okay. What is the most used sound other than the six-string guitar that you use while you're playing with Chance Meeting?
Probably the organ.
Okay. I like that saxophone, though. That was pretty good.
It's fun. You know, nothing is as good as real.
Yeah.
But for a four-piece band, it brings us some flexibility.
Amen. Yeah, well, in my era, saxophones were a key instrument in rock and roll, you know.
It was a tenor sax player in high school.
Okay.
Used to play yakety sax.
Don't
on
talk
the sax.
Back.
Yeah.
Yakety yak, don't talk back. Get out and do the whatever. I remember that. So tell us a little bit more about yourself, Neil. You're from Northfield?
Been around a little over 20 years.
Wow.
My kids, all three, graduated from high school. Youngest son's graduating this spring from St. Olaf. Oldest son graduated from St. Olaf. We moved here because we liked college town and knew that the Northfield School District's one of the top 10 in the nation for public schools. And it worked. They all got through college, and they're off on their careers, except for the youngest graduating this spring.
And that will be really nice to your wallet.
True.
Hopefully, yeah. It's not easy. It's not. It's expensive to have the kids go off to college. So what do you do? What's your living at 9 o'clock on a Thursday morning? You're here.
Currently driving part-time for the shuttle service here in town. For choice.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, what color bus? Is it a white one?
Oh, no, I'm not in the buses. We're in the vans. And then I actually do the driving down in Faribault.
Okay, so is that for helping handicapped people?
Nope. That's just the regular taxi service here in town.
Oh, okay. What's the name of it?
First Choice Shuttle.
Okay. And you make runs to the cities?
You get to know a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a taxi driver, you're like a bartender or a beautician. You get to hear all sorts of stories from people. Yeah. You know, and what's going on in their lives, which is fascinating.
Do you ever work at 1 a.m.?
No, I only do days. I'm usually out playing one place or another. Also play weddings.
Okay.
Play for 5 hours every year. What's now over at the library for Winter Walk.
Okay.
And do a, that's kind of a Christmas sing-along. Parents will bring cameras and film their kids singing Jingle Bells or Frosty. Or
my guest this morning is the Chance Meeting Band, and it's Neil Raleigh we're talking to. Obviously, you retired from another job position.
Yeah, I've had a few different jobs. I worked for Epic Enterprises for 7 years and worked for Laura Baker for a while. Also worked with John's wife
at a nonprofit. I should know you.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize you with that hat and beard.
That's okay. and round glasses.
I do remember meeting up on Laura Baker campus, I think. Yeah.
Yep.
So
Was also a substitute teacher a few times when you were coming in and doing the interviews with the kids for
Christmas. Christmas in the Eyes of the Children?
Yeah.
Was that at St. Dominic's?
No, this was over at
Greenville. Oh, that's a long time ago.
Yep.
That's a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how fast the years go by.
Yeah, I chose to just do St. Dominic's because it's about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I go in there and start talking about Christmas, and if the kids start talking about Jesus being born, well, that's religion in the school. I didn't want to get into that whole big deal, so
yeah,
I went to St. Dominic's, and that handled that.
That makes sense.
All right. So we'll take a break for a commercial break, and then we'll come back and do another number.
Sounds good.
All right. And once again, you're listening to Chance Meeting Live. Each one of these individuals in the studio, standing.
Mulligan's Landscaping is proud to be in the landscape green industry. Mulligan's is a complete landscape and irrigation design and build company. Is it time for a new driveway? Have Mulligan's certified ICPI installers create a new paver driveway for you. And while they're at it, they can also build that backyard living area you've always wanted. Check Mulligan's on the web at mulliganslandscaping.com or visit them at their office just 5 miles west of Northfield on Highway 19.
Do you have an old junk or car in the garage or on the farm? Call Huber's Auto Parts in Faribault, 507-332-2300. Get the most cash for your old junk or vehicle and have it taken away for free. Huber's Auto Parts in Faribault, 507-332-2300.
I love Grandpa's new home. There's so much to do.
That's right. Millstream Commons helps improve the lives of seniors through all kinds of fun activities. Personalized care from a dedicated and well-trained staff, amazing creative meals prepared fresh every day and served in a social setting, live-to-be-healthy fitness classes, private apartments with all the amenities of home, and a place to continue your relationships with family and loved ones. Millstream Commons, your vibrant life continues here.
A lot of sunshine coming into the studios by way of the sun, and a lot of sunshine by way of the band. We're talking about Chance Meeting. They are in studio this morning to entertain you and I, and I'll turn it over to the Wayne Eddy Music Director, John Hiscox.
Well, we like to do a lot of tunes that people recognize from all genres, and this is a song that I'm... sure, at least people of our generation will recognize. Neil will be doing the singing on this one.
Okay, Neil Raleigh will be the lead singer on this song. Let's see if you recognize it.
If you're at home in the radio, sing along if you're so inclined. I knew a man, Bojangles, and he'd dance for you. Worn out shoes, with silver hair, ragged shirt, and baggy pants. That old soft shoe, he jumped so high, jumped so high. Then he lightly touched down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age.
words, he spoke right out. He talked of life, talked of life. Laughing, slapped his leg a step. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He said the name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. Grabbed his pants a better stance. How he jumped up high. He clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. Let go a laugh. Shook his clothes back all around. See, he danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. Spoke with tears of 15 years how his dog and he traveled about. His dog up and died, up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. Said, now I dance at every chance in honky-tonks for drinks and tips, but most my time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone say, please,
please,
Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
I'm going to have to get an applause button here. That was very good. Thank you. Neil Raleigh, a member of Chance Meetings, a band that is now in our studios here at KYMN Radio on Division near 2nd. And four of them are in studio right now, and hopefully we'll get solos from each and every individual. We heard from John Hiscox. We heard from Neil Raleigh and Gail Mall, you are going to be next, and good morning to you, Gail.
Good morning.
I already complimented you on what I thought was really adds to the beautiful voices of the males.
Well, thank you.
That high voice and the harmonizing, I like that a lot.
Thank you.
And let's learn a little bit about you. Gail Mahler, where are you from?
Well, I'm here from here in town.
We live here in town.
We've been here about 22 years.
Well, you're just new then.
Yeah.
Okay, not a townie.
Not a townie yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
22 years, and... Yeah. What's your situation? Are you employed? Do you work? Are you a housewife or house mother?
I work just part-time at Hallmark down here in town.
Oh, okay.
And I have a husband, Cliff, and we have a son who lives here in town, Gabriel, and otherwise known as Hearst Driver.
As a what?
Hearst Driver.
Oh, mustache?
Yes.
White hair?
Well, not white. Red, actually. Kind
oh,
of red
okay.
Color.
All
you
right.
Interviewed him just recently.
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And so how did you happen to end up in Northfield?
Well, my husband is retired Navy. He did 20 years in the Navy, and it was time to retire, and they move you wherever you want to go for that final move, and we grew up in Arizona, and we didn't feel as comfortable raising our four-year-old in Arizona. So
what town?
Phoenix.
Phoenix, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was wrong with Phoenix?
Well, it just was not as, it's a little bit busier, a lot busier, and we were looking for a good school system, and again, yeah. Northfield's got one of the best, and my sister lives here in town, so
okay.
We just looked around for the best place, and here we go.
So the reason you're in Northfield is because your husband retired from the Navy, and the family had an aunt, and you had a sister here in town.
Yes.
And you visited, you liked, you bought, you stayed.
That's
for
correct.
For 22 years.
That's correct.
And what does your husband do now that, you know, if you go in at, I remember I have a cousin the same age as me, and he went in at 17 and did 20 years. And he was under 40 when he got out.
Right.
And he gets that check every month. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
So what branch of the Navy was he involved in?
Well, he was in damage control. So he was basically in, like Gabe went through this too. He was a warrant officer. He was in charge and worked with all the people
good
in
job.
The damage control.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they moved you all over the place.
Well, actually, we were really lucky. We lived mostly in San Diego and did 3 years up in Washington State.
Okay. And Phoenix was where you retired the first time?
No, we didn't. We came here,
okay.
Right to Minnesota, and then Cliff was employed by Malto Meal.
Oh, okay.
So he did 20 years at Malto Meal, and now he's a
oh,
retired
man. Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Holy cow. That yeah. guy looks forward to the Navy check, the multi-meal pension, and the Social Security.
And a wife he gets to hang around with all
yeah,
the time. Yeah,
great?
It's a good deal.
Yeah.
It is
a good deal. But when you mention Navy and Phoenix, I'm going, you know, what has Navy got to do with Phoenix?
Mm-hmm.
I had a daughter that lived in Tucson, and it was a conduit for the Mexican cartel.
Oh,
and I learned that because I ask a lot of questions, you know, about different things. And
sure. And
I visited with some people down there. And what is Phoenix? You know, the thing that got me is they had dry riverbeds.
Yeah.
That just like, what? And that's a river. It is. There's nothing there. Anyhow, so I'm a little bit familiar with Arizona and the pink costumes that they wear in prison.
Oh, gosh.
The sheriff, what's his name? You remember?
Pio.
What?
Apayo.
Apayo, yeah. See, he's not in anymore, is he?
No.
All right.
Thank goodness.
Well, these are what I think of when I think of
sure.
Arizona. Plus,
sure.
A lot of people retire there or go there in the wintertime.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place. It does get really hot.
Mm-hmm.
So 122 degrees is kind of beyond me.
Yeah.
So
fry an egg on the sidewalk and all
you
that.
Can.
Speaking with Gail Mahl, John, you're the music director here this morning, and I would like to know, are each one of you going to do a solo or whatever you call
yes.
it?
Yes, mm-hmm. Do
good.
A lead vocal, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Gail's going to do one now, actually.
Oh, well.
You're ready.
Well, let's see what I've got coming up here. Well, I'd say let's listen to Gail and go ahead and introduce and
okay,
we'll get the show on the road.
Another song that folks of our generation should certainly recognize. It was done by the Jefferson Airplane, specifically Grace Slick. It's called White Rabbit.
I didn't expect this to come out of your band.
One pill makes you larger, one pill makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah-smoking caterpillar has given you the call to call Alice when she was just small. When the men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go, and you've got some kind of mushroom and your mind is moving low, go ask Alice, I think she'll know. When logic and proportion have slowly going dead, and the white knight is pegging backwards, and the red queen's up with her head, remember what the Dormouse said, feed your head, feed your head.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That was, you're really slick. I'll tell you, that was fantastic. I really enjoyed that. How did that get into your entree of music, entrees?
You know, I think that we all put in the things that we're attracted to, and then we all support each other.
Okay, so did you say to the guys, you know what, I like White Rabbit. Do you think we can work?
Actually, we were at rehearsal and just kind of taking a bit of a break, and Robin jumped into the bass line and started playing it. And we all just kind of lit up and said, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. Were you a fan of Grace Slick?
Not intensely, but yeah.
But isn't that an interesting story she tells in that song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Great. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be back. We're listening to the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio. And in studio, I have the band called Chance Meeting.
Let us help you maximize your earnings with a certificate of deposit from Community Resource Bank. Invest in a 60-month CD at 2% or a 48-month at 1.75 annual percentage yield, or choose a 54-month bump option at 1.70% APY. Get the best deposit rates around with Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Good bankers, good friends. $25,000 minimum deposit required. Penalty for early withdrawal may reduce earnings. Other rates and terms are available. Member FDIC.
We're Three Links, and we are here for you. I am Sarah Dandel, manager at Three Links Apartments in Northfield. We offer an active, vibrant community for seniors and the disabled. We have spacious one-bedroom apartments, controlled access, off-street parking, elevator, and are handicap accessible. This is a place to call home, make new friends, and participate in many fun activities. Tours are welcome. Call 664-8850.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio. Chance Meetings is the band that is in studio. And I want to thank John and Neil and Gail and Robin for coming in today at 9 o'clock in the morning to play music. I was just taken aback by Gail singing White Rabbit. I really like that song. And I hopefully will have more surprises. I'll turn it over to our music director. And that, of course, is a fellow by the name of John Hiscox. John?
Well, we're going to do another one that I'm sure is recognizable. A lot of bands won't take this on, but we have some talent over there in the corner that in the group that
Robin
the guitar,
Ness.
Robin Ness.
All right.
We'll do this song. This is a very popular song that was done by Pure Prairie League.
Oh, sure, sure.
I can see why you think you belong to me. Never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. You see, I thought that I might keep you for my own. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Don't you think the time is right for us to find all the things we thought weren't proper could be right in time? And can't you see which way we should turn, together or alone? I could never see what's right or what is wrong, 'cause it'd take too long to see. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Now it's come to what you want, you've had your way. And all the things you thought before just faded into gray. And can't you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? But if it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me and tell me, Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Falling in and out of love with you. Falling in and out of love with you. Don't know what I'm gonna do. I keep falling in and out of love with you.
Ooh. Robin Ness, along with the Chance Meetings Band, and Gail was harmonizing there. And you know Gail, she's the one in the group without the beard. Yeah, I suppose that line has been used before. But once again, you're listening to a live broadcast from our studios in downtown Northfield, Minnesota. And we are happy to say that John is going to get headphones, or no,
I got to get the bass here.
Okay. You're hot, by the way, on that mic, if you want to tell us what's... Oh, you're getting a banjo. Okay. Well, it looks like a guitar, violin, banjo.
Yeah, it is. It's a Hofner Beetle Bass, actually.
It's, say that again. I got to turn your mic up here.
It's a Hofner Beetle Bass.
A Hofner Beetle Bass.
Yeah, just like the ones that the Beatles used, you know?
Oh, okay. It does look like a violin. And it also looks like a guitar, and also looks like a banjo. It's beautiful.
It is.
What does it sound like?
Well, I don't know.
It's the bass you've been hearing when Robin's playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same.
All right.
For some reason, it came.
First switch, John.
We need a switch.
First switch.
First. No, 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 no. Leave that. It's the knob.
The knob.
Turn it up. There you go.
There's a lot of knobs and switches.
Halfway, John.
Halfway, John.
I got it all the way up.
Okay.
No.
While you're doing that, we'll take a break here on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN, and we're enjoying Chance Meeting in studio live, and we're going to hear some more music.
Don't miss the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday at the Maple Grove Community Center. See up to 150 home improvement experts. The Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday at the Maple Grove Community Center. It's the smart place to start your home improvement project. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
I'm Chris Lochner, your Northfield Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and parents. That's why Edward Jones is a proud supporter of Northfield Raider football on KYMN 95.1 FM. Call 507-645-0270 or stop by my office at 1250 Highway 3 South for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Steve DeLong, manager of the Northfield Liquor Store. We invite you to come in and check out our great selection of fine wines from around the globe. With nearly 2,000 different labels to choose from, we can help you find the right wine to fit your taste and your budget, no matter what the occasion. You can find all your favorites right here in downtown Northfield at the Muni, where profits directly support the community.
We're back in studio and never did leave. We're adjusting a beautiful guitar over here. But before we do that, I just mentioned, how about those Northfield Raider girls basketball teams? And everybody went,
yay!
All right, yeah. Good job.
Yeah. And Gail, you have a connection to the team.
Yes, my niece, Annika Richardson, is playing. She's a freshman and playing with the.
She's a freshman?
Yeah.
She gets in the game?
Yeah, she does.
Wow.
She's good. She'll be good. She's a good team person.
Do you know, remember the name of the coach of the girls' basketball team? I don't.
Oh,
I know Andy Birkbaum's a boys' basketball coach,
yeah.
And he used to coach the winning Lakeville North, I think, teams. But I don't recall the name of the... Well, anyhow, Ned the Horse Farmer will be broadcasting that live from wherever it's taking place, Target Center, I think. And he'll be there to do it live right here on KYMN, 1080 AM, and, of course, 95.1 FM. Well, Mr. Music Director John Hiscox, talk to me, or us.
Well, one thing we'd like to mention, and one of the reasons that we wanted to get in today on Thursday, is that Sunday we'll be doing a concert up at the Main Street Moravian Church. That's at 8th and Division Street here in Northfield for the Supper and a Concert series. Supper starts at 5:30 and we'll start at 6. Actually, supper will, you know, probably if you start at 5 o'clock, it'd be good. I don't know what Greg... is it going to be cooking up for supper, but I'm sure it'll be good, and then we'll start our concert at 6 o'clock. And so I just invite everybody to come on up and enjoy a full hour and a half of our music. Go ahead.
Just a point of clarification in the entertainment guide, it says 5:30, concert at 7. It's actually dinner at 5 and concert at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, we changed the... we were requested to move the concert up an hour so it wouldn't be so late for some folks to get home. So, yep.
Hey, Ned.
Yes, sir.
Come here a second. We're going to have a brief. We got time here.
Okay.
Time. Ned, can you use that mic right there?
Sure. I can use any mic.
Ned the Horse Farmer does play-by-play for the girls' basketball team, and your niece's name is?
Annika Richardson.
Oh, yes. Very good. She's very good.
And a freshman.
Yes. She's a very good player. She hits threes very fast, and they're going to need speed today. They have Grand Rapids, who knocked off Holy Angels yesterday, who were the number three seed in this tournament. Grand Rapids came in. They're not seeded, but they've got speed. So we'll see what happens. Tip-off's at 2. But, yeah, absolutely. Richardson, she does a really nice job. There's two freshmen. Birkbaum is the other one. Lizzie Birkbaum.
That sounds familiar.
That's the head coach's
Andy.
Daughter.
Yeah.
Anyway, both those girls. I mean, there's 11 girls that work in the lineup, and they're very good. They're fast. They move quick.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Why did they seed Northfield and Red Wing from the same conference in the regionals?
I mean, the sections?
Oh, you know the language, yeah.
Yeah, so the sections, they're in the same section as Red Wing. So that was the section championship to get to state. Mankato West is from a whole different section, and that was a random draw. So they seed 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and then the other ones are randomly drawn to go who they're going to play. So it's just a luck of the draw they got Mankato West.
Okay, but the Red Wing thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Red Wing's in their section.
Okay.
They play the Big Nine, but Red Wing's in their section.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me. Thank you very much.
Something to do. Something
a chance
don't.
Meeting with Ned the Horse Farmer doing play-by-play at 2 o'clock this afternoon right here on KYMN Radio. And now back to music, chance meetings. My friend and music director for the Wayne Eddy Affair, John Hiscox, I interrupted you when you were we talked about the big deal coming up on Sunday night, gave the times, and now take over and say what you want to say.
Well, Gail introduced this song.
All right.
Okay. Well, this is a Dimming of the Day, and it was done by quite a few people, but Bonnie Raitt's probably the one I think of, John Jackson Brown, so I hope you enjoy it.
This old house is falling down around my ears. I'm drowning in a river of my tears. When all my will is gone, you hold me sway. I need you at the dimming of the day. Where I keep my better side. What days have come to keep us far apart? A broken now all the bonny birds have wheeled away.
tonight. You're only what I want. Come the night, you could be my confidant.
Chance Meetings in studio here at KYMN Radio, and that was Gail Mall and Robin Ness on the vocals, and of course we have John Hiskus and Neil Radley, Raleigh, on guitars, and all one instrument can do anything and everything. And I don't know if you guys have built-in clocks, but it is time for the news coming up next for just a few moments here on your radio station. This is KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota, 1080 on your AM dial, and now 95.1 FM, The One.
Trade truth, shift steadfast. I'm John Trout. In the midst of renegotiating the NAFTA trade deal, the president's talk of tariffs take center stage once again.
President Trump told a fundraiser audience last night in St. Louis that he didn't even know the truth when insisting to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau that the U.S. has a trade deficit with Canada, the Washington Post is reporting. NBC News played audio from the closed donors event also, where Mr. Trump recounts Trudeau tried to tell him there was no deficit. Wrong, the president quotes himself snapping back, but a moment later, the president tells the audience, I didn't even know, I had no idea. Mr. Trump claimed he went into the meeting with the assumption there was a deficit, as he told the donors, quote, because we're so stupid and they're so smart. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The House Intelligence Committee's top Democrat, Adam Schiff, says multiple investigations into Russia's meddling in the U.S. election are still needed.
We can't simply rely on Bob Mueller, because his job is different than ours. His job is to determine who broke the law and who should be prosecuted and who should go to jail. It's not his job to tell the country what happened. And outside of an indictment, he may not be able to speak.
The leaders of the U.S., France, Germany, and Britain say they are united in blaming Russia for a nerve agent attack on a former spy. Britain has expelled 23 Russian diplomats over the incident. Republican U.S. Senator Rand Paul says he'll oppose the nomination of CIA Director Mike Pompeo to be Secretary of State and CIA Deputy Director Gina Haspel to head the CIA.
I'm perplexed by the nomination of people who love the Iraq War so much that they would advocate for a war with Iran next.
The Labor Department today announced claims for unemployment benefits dropped to a seasonally adjusted 266,000 for the week ending March 10th. It's the 158th straight week that claims remain below the 300,000 threshold. I'm John Trout.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine? If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station, KYMN, out of Northfield, Minnesota. Today is a real special day for me. I get to sit amongst the performers in the band Chance Meetings, and they're doing a terrific job, and they have more songs for the next hour here on KIM. And my theme song, When I'm 64, I play that because my first radio job was in Tomah, Wisconsin in 1964, and it was made. This song was made popular in 1967. But anyhow, I retired from KYMN Radio for a brief time and fortunately got back at the age of 64, so that's why I use When I'm 64, and the Beatles are all past that now. And we have somebody in studio that is 64 years old, and that would be Gail Mall, a young-looking 64. And John Histich, you're coming up to your 64th birthday, am I right?
Here on the 27th, I'll be 64.
All right. So is the song in your repertoire, When I'm 64?
No, maybe it should be.
You know, it's kind of a fun and easy song to sing, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
And then, you know, that's Paul McCartney, and then it's his
His father.
Yeah. Father on the clarinet.
Clarinet, yeah.
But I would love to hear your guys' arrangement with harmony and stuff on that. Why not?
Neil can probably handle the clarinet over there.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, Neil, you're the band. All right. All right, let's get back to Chance Meetings, and here's John.
Well, here's another one that should be recognizable, old Hank Williams standard, Your Cheatin' Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Your cheatin' heart will make you weep. You'll cry, cry, and try to sleep. But sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you toss around. The floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Cheating heart will pine someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Yo, Your Cheating Heart Will Tell on You. Who's the guy that did that song?
That's Hank Williams.
Hank Williams. I went to a Hank Williams Jr. concert up at the old Carlton, which was next to the old baseball stadium. And I had to leave because they were so loud, it was impossible. It just drove you nuts. But anyhow, I'm singing along with that in my head, of course. And I'm going, why would I know that song? Because that song is an old song. And when I started paying attention to music, it was Elvis Presley and Peggy Sue and, you know, the 50s, 60s. And yet I still know that song. Probably played in a lot of taverns. You know, on the Nickelodeon, that's it.
I'd like to have a nickel for every time that song's been covered, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, some writer's getting it, or his estate, that's for sure. So, I know you people rehearse and you plan, and you're professionals, and I know that maybe requests are okay if the people know what your music list is like, they know you can play it. Are you going to do a polka?
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, we're more of a like a coffee house type of band, a concert band.
We get
up and perform. People usually don't dance, although we've had people up and dancing already. But yeah. we're generally not hired for the dance part.
Because it seems that's what you would be doing on the other side of 35 if you were, you know what I mean? All right, I'll shut up and listen. John, go ahead, and what are we going to do next on the Wayne Eddy Affair?
Yeah, like I say, we try to do a variety of stuff, vintage rock and country, obviously. We've done some of that. This is a bluegrass tune. It's called Old Home Place. It's been 10 long years since I left my home in the holler where I was born, where the cool fall nights made the wood smoke rise and the fox hunter blowed his horn. I fell in love with a girl from the town, I thought that she'd be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill or two. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Now the girl ran off with somebody else, and the taverns took all my pay. And here I stand where the old place stood before they took it away. Now the geese fly south and the cold wind moans as I stand here and hang my head. Lost my love and I lost my home. Now I just wish I was dead. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
All right. Thank you. We're listening live on KYMN Radio to Chance Meetings, and we're having a lot of fun. Been here since 9 o'clock, and nobody has sat down, and you're all standing. And John, as a spokesperson, tell me, do you stand for 2 hours playing at different digs?
Mostly, yeah.
You just stand for two hours.
Better air when you're singing, when you're standing up. So.
But you don't get tired with the legs and all that stuff? Okay. All right, because I thought maybe I'd play a long song or take a long break so you could sit down. But, hey, you guys are tough. We are listening to Chance Meetings, and we have John Hiscox and Neil Raleigh, Gail Mall and Robin Ness. Gail and Neil have not been the full two-hour guests on my show. Maybe in the immediate future we can do something about that. But tell me a little bit more about your picking Northfield, Gail, because I'm proud to be from Northfield. I'm not a townie. I wasn't born here. My wife was, and I've been here for almost 50 years, so I feel like a townie.
Oh, yeah.
So my question to you is, when did you chose this area because of the schools and your sister? And any other good reasons? And what do you like about Northfield? You've been here for, 22 years?
That's right.
What do you like most about this town?
Boy, I tell you, the people. And it's getting, I noticed that a couple years back, I could recognize somebody walking away from me about 5 blocks down, and I knew who it was. Or you know whose car is coming what direction. And the beauty of it is my son grew up with all the same people and went to school and has long friendships. And it's wonderful to be by family. It is good to, when you're raising your family, and to be involved in each other's lives.
What side of town did you live on?
Southeast.
Southeast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, down by Sibley School.
All right. And, I remember when that one block was developed there, and the rest was all swale, and they said they'd never be building any more homes in that area. And now about 6 blocks later, but it's beautiful out there.
Oh,
it's
it is.
Nice area for sure. Do you ever participate in things that go on Bridge Square?
You know, we have in the past. We've done some music things during the farmers market and some different things like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to continue with music once again. Here's John Hiscox. And John, are you going to lead on this one?
I changed my name to Smith. It'd
be wouldn't that be nice? I have to tell you that, John, when you did that last song, I think if you solo again, we're going to have to get that mic a lot closer, because you're kind of you want me to balance it here, and with this beautiful guitar here, it was taking the attention away from your voice.
It's actually a mandolin, but
a mandolin. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That's like a swear word to mandolin players, isn't it? nice mandolin.
I play guitar too, so don't be a deal.
Left in the wash.
At least it's not a banjo. Yeah,
that's funny. Okay.
So, the next song, we were, I don't know, several years asked to play over at the
Treasure Island
Resort.
Whoa.
We got to play over there, and we were raising money for the United Way. They were having a chili cook-off, and Neil was trying very hard to find a song that had food in it. So this is what we come up with. The tune is called Slow Food. We're also used to eating fast food around the case or around the area, but we can go to one of your sponsors over there to Quarterback Club and have slow food. So that's what this song's about.
All right. Featuring Neil Raleigh. Okay, here we go.
Everybody's running like crazy, working two jobs and on the go.
worth eating fast food from little foam containers. I need a big bowl of something cooked slow. Spend my life out on the highway, eating airport and hotel food. I'm always looking for some good home cooking. Just make me something that tastes like it should. Slow food, come and get it. Slow food, all you can hold. Slow food feeds a body. I need slow food to feed my soul. Thinking back to Grandma's kitchen, wishing I could be right there. A heaping plate of southern fried chicken, buttermilk pie and an easy chair. Mama's chop chow and corn cob jelly, Brunswick stew and black-eyed peas, cat's head biscuits and red-eyed gravy, crybaby cookies and sweet iced tea. Slow food, come and get it. Slow food, all you can hold. Slow food feeds a body. I need slow food to feed my soul. Chocolate cake on an old china platter, apple Betty and peach ice cream, a whole lot of love whipped up in the batter. That's what slow food really means. Slow food, come and get it. Slow food, all you can hold. Slow food feeds a body. I need slow food to feed my soul. I said, I need slow food to feed my soul.
I like that. Slow food. You know who wrote that?
Tom Hall.
Tom Hall. Is he the same guy that wrote Snakes and Lizards or whatever it was?
Individual. Actually, I think it was Tom.
That was Ray Stevens.
Okay.
Ray Stevens,
yeah. He was crazy. Snakes, yeah. He did The Streak.
Yeah.
You guys are old enough to remember your kids probably doing The Streak or your neighborhood kids. We are live and in color. We'll take a break. We will be back. It is 21 minutes after 10 o'clock on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN AM and FM.
A new home or considering remodeling your current home. Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com for more information. Coming to the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault, Willow Bray. Willow Bray is the duo of Andrea Stern and Laura McKenzie on traditional wind-powered instruments and voice. A wonderful mix of traditional Irish and Scottish songs, plus the spark and excitement of quick-paced dance tunes. They're joined by top-notch dancers from Rinka na Cree Irish Dance. These step dancers will captivate your heart with the joys of the season through their jigs, reels, and hornpipes, a true celebration of St. Patrick's Day. Saturday, March 17th, 7:30 at the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault.
Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines has an excellent team of drivers with over 400 years of combined safe driving. They're proud of their record and accomplishments, as well as the records and accomplishments of all the Raiders sports teams, and would like to wish them ongoing success. For shuttle services, events, and other transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road.
Good
and
morning.
Go Raiders.
Yeah, for sure. Go Raiders. That game broadcast live on KYMN Radio at 2 o'clock this afternoon with Ned the Horse Farmer doing the play-by-play. We are in studio live, ladies and gentlemen, and I feel like I'm on live PD. That thing at night where the guy, we're in, now we're going to go to Arizona. Anyhow, if you don't know what I mean, I guess that's not funny. Chance Meetings is the name of the band. We have John Hiscox, Neil Raleigh, Gail Mall, and Robin Ness are in studio with their instruments. And Gail, do you play an instrument at all? I see you keep rhythm and time, but with your finger. You do it in a very interesting way, by the way, the way you tap the big finger, little finger. And I got to turn mics on. All right.
Normally, in our situations, I play either mandolin or bass.
Oh, really?
But for this setup, I think that we didn't need that. I think,
okay.
And the consider the songs that we're doing, you know, things
okay.
like that. So, yeah.
Okay, so when you do your show on Sunday night, you'll have a mandolin and your bass with you.
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
Okay. Great. Yeah. So you get more than what you're getting today when you go to the deal on Sunday night at the Moravian Church at 8th and Division Street, the new church, I guess you call it. So, John, you're on.
I am again. This is a song that was written by Ian Tyson. Probably the most recognizable version would be by Judy Collins. It's called Someday Soon. I like this song from when we play it. Everybody just stops talking and watches us do this. So,
Who's the lead on this?
This will be Gail.
Okay.
There's a young man that I know, his age is 21. He comes from down in southern Colorado, just out of the service, and he's looking for some fun someday soon. I'm going with him someday soon. My parents cannot stand him, 'cause he rides a rodeo. My father says that he will leave me crying. I would travel it any down the roughest road I know someday soon. I'm going with him someday soon. But when he comes to call, my pa ain't got a good word to say. I guess it's 'cause he was just as wild in his younger days. So he's driving in tonight from California. He loves his damned old rodeo as much as he loves me. Someday soon, I'm going with him someday soon. Just as wild in his younger days. So blow, you old blue northern, much as he loves me. Someday soon, I'm going with him. Someday soon, well, someday soon, I'm going with him.
And applause for all the folks here in the studio live. That's Gail Mall that was on the solo, and that damned old rodeo. Yes, it brings back, I think, of Defeated Jesse James days. And I'm wondering, Gail, did you and your family take to the Defeated Jesse James days when you first moved here 22 years ago?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, I can remember my little guy sitting in the very front row choosing to for the raid and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, that's really loud. It's really loud, but we've always enjoyed it. Yeah.
Well, we hand out earplugs now.
Really?
Yeah,
that's seriously.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Do.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I used to be a raider, and when your kid was a little boy, I probably was riding that.
Probably.
I retired from that, but that is a big thrill to do that. And it's a thrill to hear you. You have such a lovely voice. I appreciate it. How did you hook up with John and Neil and Robin?
Well, about 8 years?
It's more like nine and a half,
10 years. We got, we are friends in different ways. And Neil was coming up with I can't remember.
Go ahead and tell it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Nag used to run a cabaret. Over at
That's
the theater, and I thought, well, we could play for that, and so I had called John. We'd been doing bluegrass jams at the Contented Cow, and I'd known Robin for a long time. His family kind of shepherded ours into the St. John's Lutheran Church, and New Gale. So called them up. We practiced the morning before the cabaret, and then played. And we were asked, well, how long you guys been together? It was like, yeah. We all looked at our watches and went, what, about 45 minutes now?
So you knew each other through church?
I knew Robin through church. I knew John through playing at the jams at various locations. And I'm trying to think how we met.
Well,
and you're good friends of Robin's and Becky's.
Becky, Robin's wife, Becky, and I are close friends. We've been friends from our kids being in school together in kindergarten.
Okay.
And the kids grew up together, and our families are kind of meshed together. Their kids are our kids, and our son is their kid.
I get it.
And yeah, we're good friends.
Well, my wife Liz and Gail and Robin's wife all quilt.
I have a friend that is into quilting, and I have a beautiful quilt to prove it with my name on it even.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Right.
And, of course, I believe, Robin, it was one of your father or your mother that my daughter was.
My wife.
Your wife. Becky. Yeah. That's when you said Becky, I thought of that. And I did tell Angel, and she said to say hello.
Thank
and
you.
That she just loved her.
Thank you.
And, okay. So if you don't know it, my daughter helped Becky when she was going through a treatment on, was it cancer?
She had a brain aneurysm.
That's it. Yeah. Okay. I had four of those. I was lucky.
You were
very
lucky.
Very lucky.
Yeah.
So we're going to do some more music. And John Hiscox did it right this time, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay, you can swallow that mic if you're going to lead, and what were you going to do?
Well, I'm not going to lead, but this is a song that was, I think, the last hit that Ricky Nelson had.
Oh.
Robin's going to sing it. It's called Garden Party.
Oh, I like that song. It has a lot of meaning.
Yeah, that's right. It's a real story.
Yeah, yeah. Great.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name, but no one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around. Everyone was there. Yoko brought her walrus. There was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hitting Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da da, la da da da. I played them all the old songs. I thought that's why they came. But no one heard the music. We didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou. She belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ringing a bell, and looking like he should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da da. Da, 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 da. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
One of the best songs, Ricky Nelson, and of course that was Robin Ness doing lead on that, harmonizing with Gail Mall and Neil Raleigh on the thing. And yeah, it does everything. And then of course John Hiscock. I don't know. Do you know the story of that song?
I do not.
Okay, well,
Robin, yeah, sure
I know you do.
Oh, yeah.
And let's tell these folks, as it's very important to know this, Ricky Nelson was very popular, had a lot of hit songs, but when he went to the Garden, Madison Square Garden, where they had a bunch of popular musicians, he wanted to introduce new stuff. And the crowd wasn't there for that. They were there for the musicians that they could sing along with and their hits. And they booed him off the stage. And he learned his lesson well. And so if you listen to the words, you'll hear the songs that he sang that the people wanted. I think he did do Mary Lou at that concert. But
yeah.
Anyhow,
he did a few of his old ones. But, yeah. But yeah, when they tried to introduce some of their country rock songs, he and the Stone Canyon Band tried to work in some of their country rock songs, which the crowd didn't want to be. They kind didn't want to hear.
Reminds me of when Dylan went from acoustic to electric.
Yeah.
You know, I want to hear what I, you know, so. All right, a little bit of a history there. And by the way, you probably, maybe you know this. I was at the Super Bowl in 1977 for the year 1976 season. And I went to get some beers for the people I was seated with. And while we were standing in this long line, got into a conversation, got there. I had to carry four beers. He only had to carry two, so he carried my third, and I carried three. Went down, passed him out. I said, thank you. And the person I was with said, do you know who that is? And I turned around and I looked, And she said, "That's Ricky Nelson." And he looked at me and smiled and waved at me like, yeah, I didn't know it was him. And I like to tell that story, you know. But this isn't about me today. This is about the Chance Meetings, and they are doing a terrific job. And thank you to John Hiscox. We are organized. They're all pointing at each other. I'm trying to figure out what that's all about. Okay.
Sign language, yeah. Or stage language or something
gonna
like
do,
that.
Who's going to do bass and who's going to do this and that?
I'm on bass.
Okay.
Neil's going to do the bass on the synthesizer. This is a song, again, that I'm sure people will recognize. It's been covered by quite a few people with different approaches to it. Probably the most known would be Janis Joplin. It's a song called Me and Bobby McGee. We don't quite do it that wild.
Okay. Oh, she might. She looks like she might do a Janis Joplin.
Mustard flat in Baton Rouge, heading for a train, feeling just as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, took us all the way to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing sad while Bobby sang the blues. Them windshield wipers slapping time, Bobby's cuffing hands in mine. We sang every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. And nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was good enough when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. Northland of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, though, through everything I'd done, and every night it kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Salinas, Florida, I let him slip away, searching for that home I hope he finds. And I'd trade all my tomorrows for one single yesterday, holding Bobby's in mine. Just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. Thank you.
just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. And feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee.
Janice, thank you. Janice Joplin here on the Wayne Eddy Affair. Believe it or not, I remember where I was when I heard Janice Joplin died.
Oh.
I remember I was in an old house over on East 6th Street looking in at a baby in the crib. And that was over 40 years ago, I think, that she died. So anyhow, were you a Joplin fan?
You know, I know. I think in my younger years, I was more of a folk.
Okay.
I
Joan
enjoyed
Baez and
Judy Collins.
Yeah Melanie.
Those people.
Can you do a brand new key?
No, okay. I can't. But it's one to put on our list, right?
All right, we are at 14 minutes before 11 o'clock. We are doing live music today, thanks to John Wiscox, the music director for my show. And he brought in the band called Chance Meetings, and we'll be back with them in just a moment.
Crumbling old tile or outdated bathtub? Rebath can help in as little as one day. Rebath is locally owned and would be glad to meet with you for a free estimate. Call us today at 1-800-BATH-TUB to turn that old bathroom into new.
The Quarterback Club in Northfield is a proud sponsor of Raider Athletics and wishes them continued success. Keep up the hard work. The QB is your place to go for great breakfast, flame-broiled burgers, tender barbecue ribs, delicious sandwiches, and of course that broasted chicken that just can't be beat. Stop in and feed your appetite today at the Quarterback Club in Northfield.
Don't miss the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday at the Maple Grove Community Center. See up to 150 home improvement experts. The Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday at the Maple Grove Community Center. It's the smart place to start your home improvement project. See it all at ExpoGuys.com. That's ExpoGuys.com.
Family medicine physicians care for patients of all ages for a wide range of conditions. They treat everything from routine care to complex, multi-problem health issues. They can care for your whole family. They enjoy getting to know you well over time and tailoring your care to you. Check out the family medicine team at Northfield Hospital and Clinics at northfieldhospital.org. With providers in Northfield, Lakeville, Farmington, and Lonsdale, great care is close to you. Brought to you by Northfield Hospital and Clinics, partnering with you for a lifetime of care. Founded in 1866, Carleton College is an independent and highly selective liberal arts college with a diverse and exceptionally able student body, a talented faculty whose first priority is teaching, and a continued commitment to the liberal arts. Carleton is a national college enrolling approximately 1,900 students drawn from all 50 states.
We're back on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN, a friend you can count on. And I am blessed with a band in studio called Chance Meetings, and John Hiscox has been the guy that has put this together for me. And John, so far, I've been really enjoying Neil Raleigh and Gail Mall and Robin Ness all doing their individual things and harmonizing together, playing different instruments, even the saxophone and organ. This is pretty amazing. I'm really enjoying it, John. It's your show. What's next?
Well, I forced Neil to do this song because I like playing the bass on it. So, Neil, you can talk more about the song. Go ahead.
What was that instrument you had on the last song you just did?
That was a resonator guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it has a steel, we call it the pie plate. It looks like a pie plate in the middle of it. But
yeah.
It gives a very unique sound.
I thought it was a six-string banjo.
Yeah, it was. No, it was a six-string guitar.
All right. All right, sorry to go
ahead. Let you introduce this one, where it comes from.
Neil, your turn.
One of the writers I enjoy is a gentleman named Bruce McCabe. He's with a Minnesota band called the Hoopsnakes. They did three albums. He left there to join Johnny Lang of North Dakota.
Yeah.
And wrote for him for quite a while. And now he's back with the Lamont Cranston Band here in Minnesota. And he usually plays about once a month up at the Famous Dave's.
Oh, Famous Dave's, all right.
In Uptown.
All right.
Anyway, so this is one of his songs. Seems like it's a song about a creepy guy until you get to the ending. And then you'll all understand.
All right. We're all waiting. Let's see.
She's harder to get into than heaven. And if you don't want to die, gotta stand in line. Now all I want for you to do for me, darling, is walk real slow by me one more time. She's harder to get next to than a blazing fire. And she'll take, if you want to get burned, you're gonna have to stand in line. Now all I want for you to do for me, darling, is walk real slow by me one more time. She walks in the room, I'm thinking the same thing as all you other guys. I don't need no trouble in my life, but I'm not about to close my eyes. She's harder to hold on to than money. And she'll take you for your last dime. Now all I want for you to do for me, darling, is walk real slow by me one more time. She walks in the room, I'm thinking the same thing. It's all you other guys. I don't need no more trouble in my life, but I'm not about to close my eyes. She's hard to get over once you know her. I know, 'cause she used to be mine. All I want for you to do for me, darling, is walk real slow by me one
more time.
I like that. I like everything you guys do. Chance Meetings on the solo, Neil Rawley, all from Northfield, Minnesota, the home of Cowles, Colleges, and Contentment and Guitars. We'll take a final break and come back and wrap the Wayne Eddy Affair for this beautiful Thursday morning.
Your home, auto, and life are important to you. That's why the Northfield Insurance Agency works hard to provide you with the right protection. Kevin and Stan offer the products you need with the premier service you deserve. They carry business, auto, farm, homeowners, commercial, and bonds. Northfield Insurance is your independent agent, and they're connected with many insurance companies providing you with the lowest possible rates. That's the Northfield Insurance Agency.
The Army National Guard is offering up to a $20,000 enlistment bonus and other tuition benefits to qualified candidates, including new recruits and those with prior military service. Already received your education or are currently in school, you may be eligible for up to $50,000 in student loan repayment. Get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving part-time in the Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Minnesota National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota State Broadcasters Association and this station.
It is 6 minutes before 11 o'clock on this beautiful Thursday morning. And once again, the date is the 15th of March, 2018. The Ides of March. And today we have Chance Meetings in studio. And we have John, who is from Montgomery, and the music director here, John Hiscox. And then Neil Rawley and Gail Mall and Robin Ness are all from Northfield. And they'll be performing this Sunday night at the Old Moravian Church on 8th and Division Street. And you pay, I think, $7 or $8, and you get a nice home-cooked meal. And then you listen to the beautiful music as performed by Chance Meetings. And I forgot to mention my good friend Dale Finger, who, of course, is the owner-operator of the Quarterback Club here in Northfield, Minnesota. He, of course, is the place to go if you want those baby-back barbecued ribs with mountains of madness just oozing all over them in that form of a special sauce. And they have the flame-broiled burgers, and don't forget the roasted chicken, and their breakfasts are inexpensive, quick, and you'll really love them at the locally owned, locally managed Quarterback Club in Northfield. Ladies and gentlemen, a local band, Chance Meetings. Here again is John Hiscox to let us know what's in store for the next several minutes.
I think maybe we'll run over to the Quarterback Club when we're done here and have a little lunch.
All right. That's a good idea. Tell them Wayne sent you.
Yeah, I'll do all that. Right. This song is called Louise.
Louise was not too bad. It was written on the walls and window shades. And how she'd act the little girl. A deceiver, don't believe her, that's her trade. Sometimes a bottle of perfume, flowers, and maybe some lace, men thought Louise 10 cent trinkets, their intentions were and everybody knew sometimes she cried. Oh, but women like Louise, they get by. Thank you.
thought it kind of sad when they found Louise in a room. They'd always put her down below their kind. Still some cried when she died this afternoon.
Louise rode home on the mail train, somewhere to the south I heard them say. Too bad it ended so ugly.
Well, too bad she had to go that way.
Good night, Louise. Good night.
Thank you once again, Chance Meetings here. You guys are perfectly when it comes to timing. I could shut down, get the 11 o'clock programming going, but I do have a request. And, John, maybe you can help me out on this. I don't know if you have to switch instruments or what, but I'd like to close the show with what you opened it with. That was so fun and so good.
Tell Me Baby, okay. Sure.
Tell Me Baby. And everybody gets to sing on that, and it's a fun song. And I thought, hey, you know, at the end we'll just go into our push a button on the computer and go into our regular programming.
Sure.
But before we get into that, I want to say this is KYMN, AM 1080 AM for almost 50 years, and now FM 95.1 FM, the one from Northfield, Minnesota. Our guests this morning, Chance Meetings Band, include John Wiscox, also Neil Raleigh, Gail Mall, and Robin Ness. And we're going to close with what we opened with. And, John, it's all yours.
Okay, yeah, we usually open our shows with this song simply because it's lively and all of us get to sing, and it's just a fun song. It was a Tony Rice song, actually, from way back.
Tell me, baby, now why you been gone. Tell me why you been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long. Boats scattering at the door, lordy, lordy, can't you hear that lonesome wind blow? Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long. Every time it rains, you know, I just stand there by my window. All I do is just to wring my hands and moan. Can't you hear that old thunder roll? Can't you feel that lonesome wind blow? Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? Tell me, baby, now why you been gone? Tell me why you been gone so long now? Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? Wolf scratching at the door, loady, loady, can't you hear that lonesome wind blow? Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long?
Mr. Neil Raleigh on the guitar.
Some said that they thought they saw you way out there in Reno with a big old man from San Antonio.